Chapter 3, The Gift of Relationships. Ah, yes, the third pillar of success. I'm glad you asked this because this is the perfect setting for discussing this. The third pillar of success is to make the most of the gift of relationships. The gift of relationships? What does that mean? Mr. Davis likes to say that the greatest gift the grand designer gives is the gift of other people. Yes, relationships can be hard, but they're also what the joy of life is made of. They can be hard, all right, Michael said. Michael, relationships represent the most beautiful highs of life as well as some of the most tormented lows of life. It is all what you learn to make of them. That is why it's good that we are discussing this now and here. Michael looked around him and saw nothing but flowers, dirt, yard tools, and a bag of fertilizer. Here and now? I don't get it. Mr. Davis says, your family and your love must be cultivated like a garden. Time, effort, and imagination must be summoned constantly to keep any relationship flourishing and growing. He paused, looking down around him, and then continued, Michael, tell me about your family. I have a wife, Amy, and two kids. Mike Jr. is 11 and Jennifer's 9. They're great. And the relationship, is it great? You ask too many questions, Michael deadpanned. No, the relationship isn't great. It used to be. Amy and I were so in love. We had dreams. We were excited to set out on our own. And then we just fell into life. Work was hard. We had kids. We let things slip. And we woke up one day wondering who the other person was. I see. The weeds crept in.
The weeds?
Yes, like a garden. The weeds crept in, Michael. This is why it's good to be here, in the garden. You see, relationships are the backbone of our existence. We need to cultivate them as best we can. When you are on your deathbed, you want your family there with you, sending you on your journey. That is the sign of an excellent life. You can gain every possession in the world, but if you lose your relationships, what good has your life been? No, instead, you must tend to your relationships, like this garden.
I'm listening.
Michael, how do you like my garden?
It's beautiful. Mr. Davis is lucky to have you take such good care of it.
Yes, it is beautiful, if I do say so myself, Charlie said with a grin. But it didn't get that way by itself. No, I made it that way. This plot of ground we're standing on could be one of two things, the beautiful thing that it is, or a collection of weeds. Maybe three, if you count completely barren. Left to itself, it would be weeds. But with some care and work, with a little imagination thrown in for good measure, it has become something beautiful. And your relationships can, too.
So how do I do that? Michael asked.
Do you want to do that? Charlie prodded. Michael didn't answer right away, but then said, yes, of course I do.
That doesn't sound too convincing.
I do. It's just what? It's just hard.
Of course it's hard, Michael. Life is hard. Success is hard. If you want easy, you can have it, but you won't get much of anything else, especially not anything of value. That which is valuable is hard to get. That's why so few go for it. Do you think that tending to these gardens is easy?
No, but they sure look great when you get them done, and they provide enjoyment. And the neat thing is that once you get them up and running, then the maintenance is easier to keep them going. If you let them get bad, though, boy, watch out. Lots of work then.
Tell me about it, Michael said, somewhat dejected.
Don't despair, Michael. You can still pull it out. Let's give you a plan for tending to that garden you have at home. Remember that I said it takes lots of time, effort, and imagination?
Yeah.
Well, let's think how you can begin to apply that to your marriage. And a brief parenthetical statement here. These principles work for any relationship. They work for work relationships, people at your church, your friends, anything. Time, effort, and imagination.
Okay, so what do I do?
Let's start with time. Spend more time with Amy. Spend more time with the kids. Spend more time with your friends. Remember, life is always about the relationships, and the way to build relationships is by giving them time.
But it's hard with work and other responsibilities, Michael argued, albeit pathetically.
That is why we say effort is needed. People are hard. You are hard to be around. I'm hard to be around. It's a fact of life. People aren't perfect. That makes it hard to deal with them. But we all need people, especially if you want to be successful. You cannot succeed by yourself. It's pretty hard to find a rich hermit.
Again, Michael chuckled. That it is, I suppose.
It takes effort to make the time. It takes effort to put up with another person's faults. It takes plain old effort. Michael checked his watch. Okay, I got it, but I have to get going. What about imagination?
Imagination just means that you have to see with your imagination what the relationship could be.
Use your imagination to take Amy out for a date like you used to. Use your imagination to plan a fantastic vacation for your family. Use the creativity that you use on the job to be successful in your family.
I guess I have been neglecting it lately. and you have the weeds to show for it. Now you have to go. But here's your assignment. The next time you come back here, I want to hear about this garden you're growing through time, effort, and imagination. Well, I may have to pull a few weeds first, Michael said. That's okay. Speak to your wife. Ask for forgiveness. Tell her what you want to do. Pull those weeds and plant some beautiful flowers so they may bloom. Michael stuck his hand out and Charlie took it. They shook hands firmly as Michael looked Charlie in the eyes. Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate it. My pleasure, Michael.